Hello guys, welcome back. 欢迎回到 another episode of 应用一度。This is Julie greeting you from Beijing. Today, Adam is online with me, so we're going to talk about something concerning books.
我们知道其实可能读书这个习惯对于我们中国人来说呢现在好像 not so popular, right?
Reading books, but anyway, we need to improve our reading.
对，所以我们来欢迎一下我们的 Adam. Hello Adam, are you online?
Hey Julie, hi. Yeah, I'm online. And I'm sure we'll have a great time because I have an amazing lineup for you guys today.
Okay, good. So, can you introduce the book? 帮我们介绍一下 what is the name of the book, first of all?
Well, the name of the book is The Alchemist, and it's written by Paulo Coelho. He's a very celebrated author, and his books are really interesting. But this book especially is internationally acclaimed, andIt has won many awards, and it is a very, very popular book in the Western world.
Wow, good. So, this book's name is Alchemist. Alchemist. If we check it from the dictionary, it actually is translated into 炼金术士 somebody forging gold, right? 这是它那个名字的 literal translation, right? 对，但是呢 ,Adam 说到是这是 the book actually is from a very celebrated author.In the world, 就 celebrated 就是我们经常说的那个 famous, where you can replace famous with celebrated, this is a better word. And this author has won lots of awards. 他也获得过很多的奖项。所以这就是这本书的名字叫 Alchemist. Okay, I can't wait to listen to you, Adam, to introduce the storyline of the book.
Well, yeah, Julie, you're right. Alchemist literally means...someone who can turn anything to gold. And in this book, I'll tell you the story and you'll understand why. So this story begins in the valleys of Spain. And the story is about a young boy called Santiago. And this boy, he has dreams all the time. He dreams that there's a child and the child tells him to go to Egypt. And in the Egypt,amongst the pyramids of Egypt, there is a hidden treasure. And once he finds the treasure, he will be very rich.
Wow.
Now, yeah, it's pretty interesting when you see it that way. So this boy, he finally decides that, okay, I'm going to follow my dream. It's a dream. I mean, you and I have dreams all the time. We never really think much about it. This boy, however, he has dreams again and again and again and again, the same dream.So he did things, okay, maybe there's something to it and I should go about it. So he starts traveling and I won't get into the details because I don't want to spoil the story for you guys. But he has a few encounters and he meets a few people. He learns a few lessons and everything. Finally, after a few hits and misses, he eventually ends up in Egypt, in the desert of Egypt. While he's traveling, he's a part of a caravan. Caravan basically means it's a group of many people who travel through the desert. And they have like animals helping them out. So the whole group of people is called a caravan. So yeah, as they are traveling with the caravan, they go to an oasis. And in the oasis, this boy, Santiago, he meets an Englishman.Someone from England who is studying to be an alchemist. And over there, he learns about an alchemist. Now, alchemist literally means someone who turns things to gold. But then alchemists are basically what we in modern day society call chemical engineers. They use chemistry and they can make products. One of the most famous products that the alchemists can make is calledPhilosopher's Stone. I guess you might remember it from Harry Potter and Philosopher's Stone. It's the same thing. So, Philosopher's Stone has the power to turn metal into gold.
Wow.
Now, that's how the word alchemist or the art alchemy comes into play.Now, this boy, he finally meets the alchemist, and the alchemist again teaches him a few lessons and everything. Mm-hmm. And eventually, the boy finally gets to the pyramids. Mm-hmm. However, when he gets to the pyramids, something really interesting happens and you're mm-hmm. like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. And then, in the way again, in the oasis, mm-hmm. this boy, Santiago, he met this girl, Fatima, and he fell in love with her. So, moral of the story, in the end, Santiago finds the treasure and he marries Fatima and mm-hmm. things go well. But then, how it happens? Mm-hmm. If I tell you, trust me, it'll spoil the story for you guys. And I would love for our listeners to read this book, even if it's in the Chinese translation if they want. But then I would definitely, definitely encourage people to read this book. This was one of the very first books that I had ever read, mm-hmm. like a proper book that was not fiction. And mm-hmm. honestly, I can say it was life-changing.
Life-changing. Wow, this story. Actually, you've completed in telling the story and you've successfully avoid all the unnecessary details of the story. Good, yeah. It's really good interpretation, I think. 就刚才 Adam 讲的这个很好，就是他把所有的不必要的细节我说都规避掉了啊。大家有没有听到这个故事？就是他在去这个什么的途中，在去 Egypt 的途中呢，他遇到了这样的一个 alchemist. But why does this boy go to Egypt? It's because there is a dream.That repeats again and again. 就是他总做同样的一个梦，对不对？然后 telling him that probably he would find something like gold or treasure in Egypt pyramids. 这里出现就是我们金字塔那个词，大家还是要会说一下。But how to spell that pyramids? I just forget.
P-Y-R-A-M-I-D. Pyramid.
Pyramid or M-I-A-D. Pyramids.
No, not pyramid, pyramid, M-I-D.
Yeah, you're right. Pyramid, you're P-Y-R-A-M-I-D. 就刚才 Adam 说的那个。就他去埃及的路上哈，然后有人觉得说会有什么珍宝在那边，然后他在那个梦里一直会出现啊，这样的。然后刚才 Adam 也说到一个很好的 He had a few encounters. 对，这个过程当中呢，就是 He came across some people in the process.On the journey. 在这过程当中遇到了一些人。然后呢比如说有一些 caravan 是 a group of people traveling on the desert or to the desert. A group of people.
In the desert.
In the desert. Okay. 所以 caravan 就是一群在沙漠上行走的那样的成群结队的人。然后呢他还遇到了这个 oasis, 刚才说到 oasis 是 O-A-S-I-S, right?
Yeah, that's right, Julie.
嗯。所以就绿洲沙漠当中的绿洲。而这个其实绿洲我觉得呢 sometimes we can use it in a figure of speech, right? Oasis is like our hope. When we say we see something like oasis, do we really mean we see some hope in our life, right? Or in adversity?
Yeah, Julie, absolutely right. Because in a desert, you know, there's mm-hmm. no water and mm-hmm. people are always thirsty.So when they see oasis, and oasis always has water, so it's like a ray of hope. It's a sign of life that, yes, I'm not going to die anymore. Even in daily life, you often say, like, you'll find an oasis. That means you'll find some hope, you'll find some solution. Things will work out for you eventually, or something like that.
Yeah, so...Yeah, good to have oasis in our life. It's our hope. 对，这个就是刚才说到。然后后面说呢，他在这个过程当中遇到了 an English, 遇到了一个英国人，对吧？然后这个人呢 ，the English actually is an alchemist. 就他是一个炼金术士 ，somebody can turn something like a metal into gold. 然后刚才 Adam 也提到了，在这里面呢会说 ，alchemist that is basically chemical engineer in modern time. If we want to address them or call them. 对，就是 alchemist can turn something like into Philosopher's Stone. I don't know the translation, the Chinese version of that. But, 但是 Adam 说就是 something that we see in the Harry Potter movies. The Magic Stone, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know the Chinese Philosopher's Stone, just look at the first Harry Potter book and just check the translation for that. Because the first Harry Potter book is Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. So,
So in Chinese, the 魔法石 哈利波特与魔法石 was just use a very simple way to translate that. Philosopher's Stone, Magic Stone. Yeah, it's translated into Magic Stone in Chinese.